is love. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent Jesus to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. Tiggert was a good cat, but he could be a naughty cat. He used to sit on the windowsill and look outside and dream about going out and chasing birds and squirrels and other little critters that he would see outside. Even as a kitten, he was curious. Curiosity killed the feline, is true. Nearly killed him. One day I came home from school. It was late at night. I had been in the library researching until nearly midnight, and I came up to the third floor, because my apartment was on the third floor, just outside of Duke University grounds, and I got to the third floor, I noticed that the door into my apartment was broken open, and was dark inside. Now, I should have gone downstairs, and knocked on a friend's door, and gone in and used his phone to call the cops, but I didn't. Instead, without any concern for myself, I dashed into my apartment, threw on the lights. I wasn't afraid about a stolen television. I wasn't afraid about a stolen stereo. I wasn't afraid about a stolen computer. I was afraid about a wayward, lost cat. A little 7-month-old cat who, with an open door, is likely to go outside. And especially after the trauma of some strange person who wasn't Daddy breaking in. I mean, he was afraid sometimes of flies when they would get into the apartment. He'd go and hide behind the toilet. If he didn't know where he was, you'd look behind the toilet. He wasn't there. So after in the quiet, after the robber, theft, the thief had left, he must have gone outside. So I ran out and shouted, here, Tiggert, come here, boy, where are you, boy? And he wasn't on the landing, of course. So I went down to the next floor, here, Tiggert, no sign of my cat. First floor, here, Tiggert, no sign of my cat. So I ran out behind the apartment building and into the dark shadows behind the apartment building, looking for my cat. Here, Tiggert, here, boy, here, come here, boy. Here, kitty, 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 come here, come here, come here. No sign. My little boy. I was starting to get afraid. Tears started streaming down my cheeks as I realized I didn't know how long he'd been gone. It could have been hours and hours. Where was he? And then I turned and I caught sight in the light streaming by the side of the apartment building from the parking lot on the other end. I saw his fluffy tail blinking in the light. Tiggert! And so I dashed towards him, and the tail disappeared. So I went around the corner and stopped, and my heart dropped all the way down to my rear, because there was my cat, my 7-month-old Maine Coon tabby, my sweet baby boy, facing down two mean, vicious, big, scrappy tomcats. You know that. What am I going to do? I don't have any hot water. I don't have a water gun. How do I stop this? So I did the dumb thing. I went and stood between and the two mean cats. And as I stood there, I noticed something. Tiggert was inching forward between my legs, and he stopped right under me. And I looked down, and he looked up, and it was as if he was saying to me, okay, Dad, you and me together, we'll get him. And I went, scat! And the two cats sat, went. And then I leaned over and picked up Tiggert into my arms and cuddled him and scratched his little head and took him upstairs for a can of Nine Lives and some headbutting with Daddy. That's an illustration, a snapshot, an image of the love of God for us. We get lost in a world of dark shadows and evil tom cats out there to jump on us and rough us up. We get out because we think we know best. And we get ourselves into trouble because we think we know best and we're a curious lot and we want to try this, that, or the other. And we get out there and we get caught in a trap, face down by the bad guys. And then God's love comes to us. Through the voice of a friend, through a phone call or a card of a sister or a brother in Christ, through the touch and loving prayers of a sister or a brother, God's love comes to us and offers to gather us in. Because God loved us, John's words here are powerful. Very powerful indeed. Beloved, since God loved us so much that He sent Jesus to die for us, because God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. With the love we have received, we're called to love one another and scatter, participate in scattering, help them to scatter the stray cats that face them. What stray cats face you today? The love of God is going before you to help you confront them, to help you step away from the battle, to gather you in and carry you into God's glory for you. That's the essence of the grace of God that goes before us. In theological studies, we call that prevenient grace. Prevenient is an interesting word. It comes from Latin. You can break it up in English very easily. Pre, before, venient, going. The before going grace of God. God's grace goes before us to woo us, to draw us, to call us, to seek us out as I sought out Tiggert when he went astray. God's grace is like the hound of heaven seeking us out and drawing us to return to God. When we get caught in the dark shadows of the wilderness of this life, God's grace seeks us out and then draws us home. What stray cats face you today? It could be anything. Fear of work, family, illness, general fears for the future. Whatever your stray cats may be that are facing you down, know that no matter where you are, no matter what you face, God's grace towers over you to pour into you the love of God so that you can face those stray cats. Facing them in your situation may mean not running from them, but embracing them with love. It may mean being a means of grace to give love to those who confront you. It may mean standing at arm's length in some cases, but it may also mean sharing the love of God with those straight hands. As you come to the table of the Lord today and eat and drink with faith, receive the nourishing presence of God, the grace of God which transforms broken lives and can scatter away the stray cats, and then gather you up and nourish you, not with nine lives, but with eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.